Oh, glory. God is good all the time. Whew. Thank you, Jesus. Would you turn to Genesis 4, please? Verse 3. And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought an offering of the fruit of the ground to the Lord. Hallelujah. Abel also brought of the firstborn of his flock and their fat. And the Lord respected Abel and his offerings, but he did not respect Cain and his offering. And Cain was very offended. He was very what? Offended. And his countenance fell. Man, did he change. Hallelujah. So the Lord said, what's your problem, man? No. The Lord said to Cain, why are you angry? Why are you offended? And why has your countenance fallen? Why have you changed? Why is your attitude? I can sense tension. I can sense anger. I can sense resentment. What's the problem? If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin lies at the door. Is offense sin? Yes. Jesus said, do not be offended. Offense lies at the door. It doesn't mean offense won't come. It means what you do with it. And its desire is for you, but you should rule over it. Everyone in this room has been offended one way or another. We've all been offended. But it's what you do with it. You either react or you respond. Offense is a choice. Say it with me. Offense is a choice. Cain was offended. And the door was knocking to let more influence and anger and frustration come in. Offense will come, but we have a choice to respond or react. There are things that are offensive to one, but not to another. There might be something offensive to you, but not to somebody else. Amen? But you still have a choice of being offended or not. There is no cause for offense. It is a choice. Today's teaching is causes of offense. What's the causes of offense? There is none. It's a choice. Somebody get it? Ooh. There is none. It's a choice. It's an act of anger or resentment. Why? Because of a disagreement. Offense brings an attitude of retaliation. Because of resentment. Now we know that in football and whatever, in sports, there's offense and defense. Amen? Offense is the attacker. Defense is the defender. This offense is attacker. It's an attacker for self-justification. It's an attacker, and it causes and it's trying to protect self-justification, and it leaves traces of bitterness, unforgiveness, resentment. It leaves traces of what? Bitterness, unforgiveness, and resentment. Remember, it is the attacker for self-justification. In other words, your old man is associated with itself. It wants to justify. You know, as pride, fear, and anger protect self of the old man, offense protects and promotes insecurity and regret. I'm going to say that again. As pride, fear, and anger protect self of the old man, offense protects and promotes insecurity and regret. These can be open doors that stop deliverance, healing, and blessings, if not closed. What does the devil do? He comes to what? Steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus lost many of his disciples because they were offended by his words of truth. They chose to be offended. People choose that. Matthew 16. Everybody okay? How many of you all know right now the powers of darkness are trying to get everybody offended? I mean, look what's going on all over the world. The demonic media wants to get everybody offended when they're already walking in offense. Matthew 16, 23. Glory. You know, not everybody's going to live up to your expectations, are they? But it doesn't mean you get offended. Not everybody's going to say the things you want them to. Not everybody's going to agree with you. But we're not to be offended. Hallelujah. Remember, it's associated with self-justification. Matthew 16, 23, let's speak it. But Jesus turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are what? An offense to me. For you are not mindful of things of God, but of the things of men." In other words, it's about self, not the things of God. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him do what? Deny the self." Himself means the self. "And take up his cross and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life is going to lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will what? Find it." Deny self. Refuse to make a choice to be offended, even when offense comes. We have to begin to recognize these things. Why is the Lord releasing us? Because he wants us to be prepared. The Bible tells us that many are going to be offended. Offense is going to come. 1 Peter chapter 5. Anybody ever been disappointed? Amen. But it doesn't mean it allows offense to come. 1 Peter chapter 5. Remember, it's associated with insecurity. It's a protector and a promoter. So where there's an insecurity in an individual's life, that's an open door to offense if they allow it. That's what the enemy's going to attack most of all, in your mind. The enemy has the tendency to twist words to cause offense. Praise God. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6, please. "Therefore do what? Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting your care and all your offenses, all your regrets upon him, for he cares for you. Be sober, be alert, be vigilant, be consistent, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, a speaking loud mouth, seeking whom he may what? Devour or trick or cause offense. It says, resist him steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brother in the world, for you ain't the only one." Amen. Cast offense on the Lord. Proverbs 18, in verse 18 and 19. Is everybody there? Let's speak it. Casting lots causes contention to what? Cease. Why? Because lots is not a voice. It is determining something. They were casting lots to make a choice, weren't they? So there was no human choice involved. It was the lots that were making the choice. And he says, look, when you cast lots, because no human's involved to make that choice, contentions what? Cease. So now they're not arguing among one another. There's no contentions. Here it is, and that's what's what? And keeps the mighty what? apart. A brother offended is harder to win than a strong city. And contentions are like bars of a what? A castle. Casting lots removes contentions. No argument. What is cast is, amen. But again, what does this do? It offense and contentions enslave or bring bondage, unable to see things through. Or they take, and they prevent individuals from taking correction and help. Again, rejection is an open door to offense. Amen? It's an open door. Because people, rejection is associated with insecurity. If you're an individual that has been rejected a lot, I know in my life I've been rejected a lot. Most of us have been rejected in one way or another. It brings a place of insecurity in your life. Because you don't like that feeling. Amen? You don't like that emotion. And because what it does to you emotionally, we have a tendency to become offended because it wants to attack. Offense. You know, all of us have been through those things. Not everyone is happy with their life, but we should be joyful. Not everyone is happy with themselves. We all need work. We all know we need to reach a better place. We need to eat healthier. We all know these things. I need more hair. What can I say? I don't like that I've lost my hair, but praise be to God, it's somewhere. I don't like the wrinkles I've gained. And many of us don't like the weight we've gained. Many of us don't like all the things that we've gained. Or some of us don't like the area because we've slacked off on things. We haven't maintained discipline and obedience. And we get angry with ourselves. Amen? And again, we go back to that area of regret, which can open the door to offense. But don't offend yourself. And don't defend yourself. Proverbs 13. Oh, happy days. Verse 10. By pride comes nothing but what? Strife. But with the well advised is what? Wisdom. So we want to be well advised. So we don't allow pride to protect us. Proverbs 29, verse 22. An angry man stirs up strife. Well, what protects? What's anger protect? Pride, and what's pride protect? Self. And a furious man abounds in transgression. A man's pride will bring him what? Low. But the humble in spirit will retain honor. Proverbs 23. Hallelujah. Against today's teaching is what? Is what? Oh, thank you. Cause of offense, huh? Is that what it just said? Causes of offense. Okay. That's good. I still don't have a title on my thing. That's why. I actually was going to write down reasons of offense, but I think causes of offense is good. And what causes of offense are there? None. There's no cause of offense. You choose offense. Thank you so much. Proverbs 23, verse 7. For as he thinks in his heart, so he is. Eat and drink, he says to you, but his heart is not with you. The morsel you have eaten, you will vomit up. And waste your pleasant words. Whoa. In other words, as you think, you become. So if that is always lingering around because of that area of insecurity, that voice will be the first voice that pops up. 2 Corinthians 10:4. For though we walk in the physical realm or the flesh, we are not warring against the physical. For the weapons of our warfare are not physical, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds. What's a stronghold?
A memory lie. A memory lie. A memory lie. Anything that you've agreed with. How about regret in those memories? Amen? They're strongholds. How about insecurities? They're strongholds. You know what? Some of us will never meet up to our expectations. It doesn't mean we get offended with ourselves. There are people who are never going to meet your expectations. But it doesn't matter, mean that you be offended.
It says what? Casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. And being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled.
Why? God's your avenger. He's your defender.
That's why we're to cast our cares upon him, for he cares for us.
Cast these things out. Look what happened right in the garden with Cain. Man, what were the results afterwards? Trouble, trouble, trouble. Why? Because he was offended. He was angry with God. Why? Because God did not accept his offering, but God still loved him. Regardless of what. Even though he hated what he did. But Cain knew better because he was taught how to offer things to God. And we all know better. Amen? We all know better.
Remember, it's not physical. It's spiritual. Involving emotion.
Oh, the devil loves to play with our emotions, man.
But God gave us emotions. Peace, joy, and righteousness, and Holy Ghost. Not anger, contentions, offense, bitterness, fear, anxiety, stress. That ain't God. Romans 12, 2. Hallelujah. Is everybody there? Do not be what? Conformed to this world, but be transformed by the what? Renewing and refreshing of your mind or your thoughts, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Challenges that need change. Challenges that need change. Does everybody see that? You're going to be challenged. Why are you challenged in an area? Because God is saying, I need you to change that. I need to accept what I say, not what man says. I need you to accept what I say, not what the mirror says. I need you to accept what I say, not what the scale says. I need you to accept what I say, not what your boss says. Or your spouse. You need to accept what God says and not be offended by anything else. It is a choice. Psalm 116, verse 15. Are you ready for this one? Oh, let's speak it together. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints, the denial of self. It's a delight to the Lord when an individual denies themselves when they're being challenged to change. In Matthew 24, in verse 4. Let's speak it. And Jesus answered and said to them, take heed that no one what? Deceives you. For many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there will be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in various places. And these are the beginning of sorrows. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and will kill you. And you'll be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will be what? Many will be what? Offended and will what?
betray one another and will hate one another. Why? Because they're going to react to offense. The many false prophets will rise up because they're going to take advantage of it and deceive many. And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. Why? It started right with offense. But he who endures to the end shall be saved. In this gospel, the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all nations, and then the end will come. Many will be offended. Many are being offended right now globally. They're really not protesting, they're rioting. They're getting paid for it, most of them. 1 Thessalonians 4, and we'll close here in verse 1. Let's speak it together. Finally, then, brethren, we urge and exhort in the Lord Jesus that you should abound more and more, just as you receive from us how you ought to walk and to please God. For you know that what commandments we gave you through the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God. Your what? Your sanctification. That you should abstain from sexual immorality, and that each of you should know how to possess his own vessel. In sanctification and honor, not in passion of lust like the Gentiles who do not know God, and that no one should take advantage of and defraud his brother in this matter, because the Lord is the avenger of all such, as we also forewarned you and testified. For God did not call us to uncleanness but in holiness. Therefore he who rejects this does not reject man, but God, who has also given us his Holy Spirit. So we have been warned, and we have been challenged, and we will be tested. Welcome to the earth. So Lord, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. Yes, put a guard over our mouth, our mind, and our eyes, and our ears, and heart, that we will not fall into the trap of offense, but we will overcome by casting our cares upon you. In the arena of no reacting, but just responding according to your will, in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen.